We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Kyman hit it!
Knocks it inside the
hill.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
We trudge into the final stretches of the regular season, and UCLA basketball is nestled in a tie for first in the Pac-12 standings. Welcome in to the Bruin Insider Show, and we operate in a three-man weave. For Tracy Murray, UCLA basketball legend, alongside Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. We are all on social media. Follow us on Twitter. Tracy, real Tracy Murray, is where you can find Tracy. Nick's Twitter, N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley, so be sure to follow us for all that is going on in the world of Westwood. Coming up in this next hour in the program, our menu, we're going to set the table for you. Yes, we're going to look back at the loss over the weekend to the Trojans, but we'll tell you why you should not put too much stock into it moving forward. Then we're going to be that forward-thinking operation as we look ahead to the games this week on the road against the Washington schools. Also, what's up with Cody O'Reilly? What are the chances that he gets back from his ankle injury and plays? We will discuss that. And a tremendous interview. The first radio interview for the newest Bruin on the team. Mac Etienne sits down with us and goes into, Nick, what is quite an unconventional journey to Westwood. So a fantastic interview later on in the program.
Yeah, really excited to get the chance to sit down with Mac. Bruin fans, you're going to love this guy for a long time. He is exactly what you want in a basketball player. It was great to get to know him. And now a really critical stretch here for this basketball team. If Cody Riley and Jalen Hill are unable to go coming up this weekend, we're going to see Mac get a ton more minutes. So he's been growing and developing really quickly coming along over these last 5 or 6 weeks since he's been on campus, and he's going to need to continue to progress if this Bruin team is going to hang around at the top of the standings, because Cody Riley, Jalen Hill, those are big shoes to fill.
Yeah, it sounds like Jalen Hill dealing with personal reasons. No timetable for his return. Cody Riley more day to day, and it seems that for Thursday's game, it will be a questionable status for the big man in Cody Riley. And speaking of Mac Etienne, he was the second leading scorer for the Bruins in his debut. Had 8 points, went 4 of 5 from the field. We'll get into that in our conversation with him later on in the hour. But when we return, Tracy Murray checks into the ball game, and we're going to look at with him what he thought the biggest takeaways were from UCLA's loss over the weekend to the Trojans. Plus, what are Tracy's expectations for this upcoming road trip with games against Washington and Washington State? You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our 3 Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Well, what do you know? Leave it to the two LA schools to be at the top of the Pac-12 basketball standings as we welcome you back into the program. For Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. So Bruin basketball had one game last week, and it was a loss at Galen at USC, 66-48. And there's no reason why we should put too much stock, too much value in this defeat, because first of all, the Bruins were playing from behind before the game even started. Down 2 of their best players, their bigs, Cody Riley dealing with an ankle injury, which he suffered at practice the day before, and it was like all of a sudden we've got to jumble in new pieces. And then Jalen Hill, the other big, was not able to play because of personal reasons, and his status is more indefinite as far as how long he could be out. But Tracy, first of all, welcome into the program. And for a matchup where we looked at USC and their bigs, the Mobley brothers, including Evan Mobley, who could be the first overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft, he wasn't as dominant as he potentially could have been in this game. Yes, the Mobley brothers combined for 20 rebounds, but it was what the Trojans were doing with their perimeter guys. Ethan Anderson had 19 points, made 5 threes. Taj Eady made 16 points. He was another guy off the wing. So why were we having so much issues stopping those guys on the perimeter when realistically it should have been the other way around?
Well, that's the result of double teaming and concentrating on the stars. Everybody else get off. So it was a direct effect for concentrating on the Mobley brothers. Somebody else gets off. That's what happens. You sacrifice stopping them and hoping that no one catches fire like that. But in reality is, when you have a balanced team, you concentrate on somebody. Somebody else is going to hurt you. That's how balanced the Trojans are.
First time we saw, I believe, Mick Cronin employ a zone since he's been at UCLA, and he said it was something that they've been working on and that they identified as something that they thought would be useful to go against the size of USC. And for the first half, I thought it worked pretty well, Tracy. They were able to contain the Mobley brothers. They rebounded well out of the zone. They kept the interior, for the most part, in check. USC shot something like 35% in the first half. Obviously, in the second half, they weren't able to rotate and get out on guys like Ethan Anderson and Taj Eady all that often. But for your first time seeing UCLA use a zone under Mick Cronin, what did you think?
I have other feelings about it because they're not used to playing zone. And I didn't think they rebounded well out of it, personally, because when you play in a zone, it's hard to rebound out of it because now offensive guys get a running start into gaps and then go rebound. I thought that they gave shooters too many open looks. They didn't rotate. When you're in a zone, communication is the key. You have to communicate. You have to talk. You have to rotate. You have to be on the string. You have to shut down driving lanes and help and recover and get back to the shooters. And you got to identify the shooters and know where they are at all times. And that's what happened, you know, the first time you play a zone, that's what's going to happen. People are going to eat you up because you're not used to playing that zone. Yes, USC shot 35%, but they made a run towards the end of the half, which kind of set the momentum for the second half for them.
And I think we really felt the value of Cody Riley and how much we missed him in this game, the Bruin forward, because not only does he score buckets, not only is he physical inside and grabs rebounds and draws fouls, but when he has the ball on the block, the guy has defenders swarming around him, which allows him, he's been really good improving his dexterity as far as distributing and kicking out to an open shooter. And because we didn't have Riley taking that attention from the defense, Tracy, guys like Tiger Campbell and Johnny Juzang did not have great offensive performances. I mean, for Juzang, yeah, you look at his numbers, and he was the only Bruin to score in double figures. Actually had 13 rebounds you're expecting out of Johnny. But he took 21 shots, made only 6 of them, had 13 points and 13 rebounds, but he seemed at times to try to force the issue on different sort of shots because there wasn't the ball movement, the attention was on him, and he was just not able to free himself from a defender.
Guys, I said it last week. This game, I don't care if UCLA was healthy, this game was going to be a struggle for certain people. It was going to be a struggle for Cody Riley because he's not a great athlete. He plays below the rim. So those long athletes, he would have struggled tremendously against them. Jalen Hill, I think athletically he could have kept up, but skill-wise, he would have struggled against them. Tiger Campbell struggled against them because he's not athletic enough, not fast enough, but he still has to try to compete with those trees up in there. Singleton, I knew he was going to struggle. He's a catch-and-shoot guy. When you got long athletic guys that get to you fast, your trigger's going to be jammed. You're not going to get it off as quick. And if you do, you're going to end up like Johnny Juzang and shoot 21 times and not be efficient. Johnny Juzang was sped up the whole time. So when you're playing against long, athletic guys that are strong enough to hold their positions, Hockey has struggled against them. I mean, think, let's rewind it to the Stanford game. You're playing against the same type of guys, and UCLA didn't particularly play well against Stanford. They had a chance to win at the end. Cody didn't play well against Stanford, but it's the same thing I'm talking about here. Long, rangy, athletic guys. We don't have that on our team, so it's hard to gauge yourself in practice on how to play against it if you don't have that. So that's where preparation is a little bit misleading when it comes to the game.
So, Tracy, UCLA is going to play USC again at the end of the regular season. You know, if we have a Pac-12 tournament as scheduled, could potentially see them, see Stanford, and you're going to see size, physicality, length like this in the NCAA tournament. We saw it earlier back in December against a team like Ohio State as well. What do you think the recourse is for the Bruins then? This is kind of the million-dollar question, I know, and I'm sure the coaching staff is thinking about. What do the Bruins do here? Because we saw them just a lot of trying to drive, pass, kick it, especially in that first half, and unable to get really good open looks in rhythm. Where do the Bruins go when they do face USC and they do face other long athletic teams?
Well, you know, you saw that this was Mac Etienne's first game. So you saw how effective he was in a nervous state. He was extremely nervous playing against a team that, you know, he's never played against before. First college game, you know, first time being in that physicality, first time facing that type of length on this level. And he was effective. Yes, he was nervous. Yes, he fumbled the ball. Yes, he missed two free throws. You know, yes, he made some mistakes. But it was an impressive first game for him. Now, imagine getting a few games under your belt, play against Stanford, play against USC again. You know, every day that he plays, he's going to get better. So a guy like that can help the other guy. You know, get Cody back, get Jalen back, and have him, then you might have somebody that can contend with a long athletic guy that can contend with them, and maybe Jalen's athleticism can kick in at that point. And then maybe Cody can kind of maybe step to a short corner or the elbow area and knock down those shots instead of trying to post up against those guys. So, you know, there are different pieces that you can move around the way Etienne plays. I think the perimeter guys need to be a little bit patient and really move the ball and really try to get in the gaps and create for your teammate. Don't create for yourself. Create for your teammate, which will eventually come back to you later on.
And perhaps that would lead to better three-point shooting. The Bruins just 3 of 19 from distance. And you brought up Etienne. He's going to be on the show later on this hour, Mac Etienne. And the guy should be a senior in high school. And here he is,
yes,
enrolled in the winter quarter. We're going to have a fabulous discussion with him later on in the program as he has his first radio interview as a Bruin basketball player. All right, coming up next, we're going to look at UCLA's next game. It's on the road against Washington State. Plus, what is Mick Cronin, the Bruins head coach, emphasizing in practice this week? We will discuss. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no contact delivery or no contact at the door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we heard you need help for your mom's birthday.
So, this year with COVID, we can't have a big party, but right, we were thinking of having a drive-by talent show where all of her friends and family can show appreciation for all that she does.
Well, Honda would like to help. We'll help you get all the supplies you need to put on that talent show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, she is going to love it. Helping out a helper. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Today, we help surprise a mom, and we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the Civic. And people buy Civics more than any other car in America. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Karen is a real person and was paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS Market calendar year-to-date, October 2020 for the small car segment, new retail registrations in U.S.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh.
like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
UCLA basketball now begins a road trip as they will take on Washington State in the Palouse. Pullman at Beasley, 8 p.m. is going to be the tip time at Washington State. And guys, this is the second meeting that these two teams have played. When they were in Westwood, the Bruins routed the Cougars 91-61. And WSU head coach Kyle Smith said after that game, we just did not prepare right. Then he spoke leading up to this contest, did Smith, and said the key is keeping Tiger Campbell out of the paint. Now, Tracy, I'm going to throw this at you. I get how Tiger Campbell is the conductor of the offense, and when he can't get his offense going, the rest of the team suffers. But when I look at the key here, we know how hard it is to win in Pullman. We lost there in overtime last year. Isaac Bonton, who we were talking about in between segments, this guy has been a fierce offensive competitor. As Mick Cronin said today in the media availability, Bonton makes these shots that other guys around him cannot even get off. The guy makes some of the most zany, wild shots out there. He hits threes. He's going to be a problem for the Bruins.
Isaac Bonton was a problem for the Bruins in Westwood, even though it was a blowout. Tiger Campbell could not keep the guy in front of him. So now, flip it. Now, you're going to be in Pullman. They're going to be at home. He knows this building. He knows those rims. And you add the pieces to the puzzle that wasn't there, that didn't get the play because of whatever reason. Now you got a different team. And we all, anybody who's been following the Bruins in the last, like, 4 or 5 years, know that certain guys on the team don't do well with success. So they blew the Cougars out by 30. Now, some guys are going to come approach this game lightly. Oh, we're just going to walk in the gym and we're going to win. You cannot do that up in the Palouse. Not with Isaac Bonton on the team, not with this team and the pieces that are coming back. You got to really be focused. This is a very dangerous trip for the Bruins.
Yeah, those pieces you're talking about are DJ Rodman, son of Dennis, and Ryan Rapp, both guys who have been playing well since coming back and being available again. When I look back at that game, Tracy, it's probably the best all-around offensive game the Bruins have played this season. Not only did they score 91 and win by 30, but they passed the ball so well. It was 33 made baskets, 20 assists on those made baskets. You had five guys in double figures. The ball moved so well. And over these last couple weeks, as the defense has made some improvements, we've seen the offense slip a bit. The Bruins have had their worst shooting games these last two games against USC and Oregon State. Where does UCLA start to find the offense we saw a few weeks ago and get that ball moving well again?
Well, it all starts with Tiger Campbell, and I hate to keep putting the pressure on him, but he's the point guard. He is the key, not only on the offensive end, he's also the key on the defensive end. He can't get broken down by the guards and break down the defense. When you're the head of the snake, you have all the pressure on you, but, you know, that's also a good thing if you're used to taking that pressure and performing under that pressure, and you know that you are that important to a team to where if you come out and perform, your team is going to win. He is that important to the Bruins. If he can break Bonton down, get into the paint, draw a crowd, find people, and guys can knock down shots, then I'm not going to say you'll see a complete repeat of that first game, but the Bruins are going to have a really good chance of winning that game. But if you see a defense build a wall, keep Tiger out, and guys are not able to free up on the perimeter, then it's going to be a struggle.
Speaking of Bonton, he's going to be extra hungry to want to make up for his last performance last week when Washington State fell to Oregon State 68-66. Bonton, 2 of 14 from the field, guys, had just 7 points, and he's averaging about 19 points per game. Nick, you brought up DJ Rodman, the son of Dennis. Against the Beavers in that 2-point loss, Rodman was hitting threes. He was hitting pull-up jump shots from mid-range, had 14 points, a career high. And then the game before, which is where Washington State beat Oregon 74-71, Rodman hit a bunch of threes as well. So we're seeing Rodman intrude into the fold here and look to make a difference. But as far as piggybacking off of what Nick said, to get some resurgence going with this Bruin offense, Tracy, Mick Cronin today was talking about how the absence of Chris Smith has, in a way, derailed the flow, in that you have a guy like Chris Smith who's 6'9", who's able to score over the top of guys and get those high percentage buckets inside, draw a crowd, lead to penetration and kickouts. And when you don't have a Chris Smith, somebody who takes all that attention, it's hard to get shooters like Jake Kyman and David Singleton and others going from the perimeter, because they just can't seem to get away from their own men, because everybody is focused on their own guy and not a star like a Chris Smith.
So we talked about how important Chris Smith, the absence of Chris Smith, was going to be as soon as it happened. We talked about how important that was going to be moving forward. And I thought the Bruins, honestly, have overachieved moving forward without Chris Smith, because they found ways to win. I don't know how. They've been in a lot of close games. And then I say again, you have to give Tiger Campbell that credit, because he was making plays, make sure he got the ball to certain people to make a play, and they've been winning up until the last game. But Chris Smith, he was the single most important thing that happened at the beginning of the season. I know moving forward and against good teams, solid defensive teams where everybody can guard, you're going to need a guy like Chris Smith to break his man down, have a height advantage, a length advantage. He's that long athlete that I was talking about. We had him. Now he's not able to get in there, hit those little teardrops in the lane. He's not able to post a smaller defender up. He's not able to get in there, draw a couple of people, and be able to look over the top of the defense and find somebody wide open. Now you have Tiger Campbell doing that. Not saying he wasn't doing it before, but now he's the only one that can make plays like that. And that's the struggle. You saw Hawkins, his play has been declining. It's hard for Kyman to get off. It's hard for Juzang to get off. It's hard for Bernard to get off. Bernard's been struggling the last 3-4 games. So now you're starting to see the offense starting to dwindle.
So Washington State on Thursday, and then maybe the best medicine will be playing Washington on Saturday. The Huskies have been really struggling defensively. I know it was a close game in Pauley a couple weeks ago, but since then, Washington hasn't picked it up. We're going to talk about that game when we come back here with Tracy. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key, Picnic Diva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office.
That's three from downtown.
Next Diva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Next Diva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextdiva.com. That's NextDiva.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
4:30 this Saturday, UCLA is going to visit Washington as they continue the Bruins, their road trip during this upcoming week. And how about this Dogs team, the Huskies? They're 3-14 on the season. These are not the days of the past when Nate Robinson was on the team or they would get to a Sweet 16 and Lorenzo Romar was the coach. The Huskies have lost three in a row. Now, surprisingly, guys, they beat Colorado, which is one of the more formidable teams in the conference. 84-80 was the final score there. But let's go right back to the last time these teams played this year. It was at Pauley, and it was a close game. And Tracy, you've said before that the Bruins occasionally will get into this habit where they will play down to their competition. And that's certainly what seemed to be the case when the Bruins were able to just squeak out a win, 81-76 in their first meeting with the Huskies. And you go back to the last couple minutes of the game, and UW was up by 1 point with about 3 minutes to go. And Tracy, with under a minute to play, if it weren't for Eric Stevenson missing, if he makes a three, we're all tied up, potentially going to overtime. So there has to be an alertness to the Bruins that they didn't have the last time they played Washington.
Absolutely. And they threw a couple of tricks at the Bruins. I mean, they threw the 7-4 kid up in there, man, and he was controlling the paint. Cody Riley couldn't get off. Jalen Hill couldn't get off. Tiger Campbell struggled to get the ball over him with his teardrops and in the basket. And then Quade Green was absolutely destroying the Bruins. So this, basketball is about matchup. And this matchup scares me. And I said this when the Bruins were undefeated and they were playing against Washington at the first time and they had no win. I said, I'm scared about this game. I'm more scared of this game than the Washington State game. And everybody was looking at me like I was crazy, but it almost happened. And I just look at matchups and I look at who can Tiger Campbell guard and who he can't guard. And when they're cat quick and they can score, the Bruins have problems with guarding those type of teams and controlling them. So these two teams this weekend is going to be a problem. It's going to be a work. They're going to have to work hard and fight and scratch and claw to win.
Washington's defense has continued to struggle since the Bruins last played them, though we saw in that first meeting between the Bruins and the Huskies, Washington went away from their typical 2-3 zone. We're playing a little more of a matchup zone in that game. But to this point, they're still allowing a conference worst 79 points per game. And Tracy, here's a couple quotes we heard. First from Mike Hopkins, excuse me, he criticized his team for playing with a lack of pride and passion a week ago. And then after the most recent loss over the weekend against Oregon, Quade Green was asked, what's going wrong defensively? And he just said, we're still trying to figure out, we don't know yet. And it's 17 games into their season. So what's your reaction when you hear talk like that out of a team that's, you know, we're past the midway point of the season now and they're still having issues?
I think it's a lack of commitment and sacrifice defensively. If you know this is what you're supposed to do and this is how you're going to play, don't fight the system. a lot of kids fight the system and they try to incorporate what they do too much. This is especially a team that's in last place. They need to buy into what Coach Hopkins is talking about, listen to what he's saying, and try to apply it and move forward playing your hardest basketball within the system, because I don't think they have the talent this year to compete. But if you work hard, you can push a couple of people.
The game against the Huskies, 4:30 on Saturday. Tracy Murray and Josh Lewin will be on the call for that. And then earlier on Thursday at 8 o'clock on the road in Pullman, it is UCLA taking on Washington State. We'll have Tracy Murray and obviously Josh Lewin on the call for that one. Tracy, thank you so much for your analysis, your breakdown, and we will talk to you next week.
Well, thanks, guys. Go Bruins. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Tracy. You too.
You as well, and hopefully we get a pair of Bruin wins this coming week. Coming up next, Tracy Murray was talking about him earlier in the program. Mac Etienne, the Bruin newcomer who joined the team in December, just made his debut on the court. We'll have Etienne with us. His first ever college radio interview in its entirety next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Gerard Butler stars as a man determined to save his family from a catastrophic event. Rent, Greenland, now available at Redbox. When a comet is projected to hit Earth in 2 days and trigger the apocalypse, John Garrity desperately attempts to flee to a safe haven in Greenland with his estranged wife and son. The journey turns perilous as panic and lawlessness grow around them, making their path to safety uncertain. Watch Greenland and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Bruin basketball player Mac Etienne is the newest member of the team, actually joined the program halfway through the season. Just had his career start, his debut last weekend, and played well. His teammates gave him a lot of praise for what he was able to showcase on the court. But what does Mac himself think of his debut? Well, he joins us now on the Bruin Insider Show. Mac, we're only a couple days removed from your collegiate debut when you wore the Bruin uniform as the team took on the Trojans of USC over the weekend. And you went in, you played 27 minutes, you dunked the basketball, you blocked shots, you got rebounds, you shot 4 or 5 from the field. You also showed off that touch with the baby hook in the lane. How would you critique the way you played out there?
I feel like there's a lot of mistakes I made. Along with the good, but I'm focused on winning. I came here to win, and it really sucks to have my first game come out as a loss. And so I feel like the things I got to take away from that game is just making sure I can make myself better, make my teammates better, and make sure we win the next game.
What did you learn about the college game after playing in your first game that maybe you couldn't understand from the sidelines for the last 5 weeks or so?
I feel like one of the biggest things was just learning how to play physical without fouling and all that type of stuff, because in practice, we don't have referees. And then so it's really just hit the guy and then a lot of physicality. But in the game, you can't do that because you don't want to get in foul trouble. You don't want to put your teammates in a bad position. So it's definitely just playing physical without fouling and just helping my team.
You knew when coming to UCLA that there would be no slow, cozy acclimation process. It was, okay, I'm here, I'm eligible, I got to learn the plays as quickly as possible, I have to get in shape, and then, who knows, they might call my name. How proud are you of the way in which you've had to become a fast learner here?
I feel like I've always been a super hard worker, and I've always had the mindset that I want to do whatever I can to make sure I'm up to speed, that I can help my team win. And I don't want to be holding anybody back. And so when I got here, I was just putting in a lot of extra work to make sure I can catch up to speed, learn all the plays, and get ready for the change of pace that the college game brings. And so, I just had to work really hard.
Coach had said that you were going to get minutes on Saturday, given USC's size, regardless of if you guys were at full strength or not. As you were heading into that game, what was it like kind of getting yourself ready after not having played for several weeks? Heck, you hadn't even, played in high school for a long time either. What was that like as you were getting ready for that moment of finally getting back on the floor?
I feel like even though, because of the virus, I haven't been able to play in a while, I still know what I have to do. I still know that when I go on the court, I have to perform, and I have to make sure that I do what's expected out of me. And so I've just been working really hard in practice and working with my team. My teammates have been great, helping me get adjusted and helping me just up to speed since I've been here. And then so I give a huge shout out to my coaches and my teammates for that.
In part because of the virus, what makes your transition to UCLA and enrolling in the winter quarter so unique as far as the timing of it all and how you got here?
Mm-hmm. So because of the virus, the high school season was definitely in jeopardy. And so I felt like it was a super big thing for me, because when I committed here, I committed here because I wanted to win. And so coming early, it would help me prepare for the next season. But as I've gotten here and just got in, acclimated faster than expected, I was able to play now. And I feel like this is one of the best things you could do as a player, just really come in. And even though when I first got here, I wasn't really expecting to play right away. It was just really just working on my body, getting really adjusted to the college game, knowing what my coach wanted, and really just,
You're an East Coast guy, grew up in New York. What about your background coming from there, the way you were brought up, is reflected in the way you play?
My mom is a super hard worker. My mom works 12-hour days. My dad is an immigrant from Haiti, and he's also a super hard worker, works probably even more throughout the day. And he has two, three jobs. And so both of my parents are really hard workers, and just seeing everything that they've came through growing up, nothing was given to us. And so I've just really taken that from them, and I know that whatever I want, I have to go get it myself.
UCLA basketball player Mac Etienne joining us on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Mac, how do you channel your parents' work ethics into what you do on the basketball court, whether it's meticulously studying the playbook, putting in extra work on the court, and just your desire to thrive?
Yeah, so my parents, I know they don't want to work 12-hour days. They don't want to do that every day of the week. And so I just really have to understand that I might not want to work out one day, but I have to. Like, this is something I have to do. And this is a dream of mine. Like, I would love to make money playing basketball someday. And the only way that is going to happen is if I keep working hard. And then so since I've been here, I'll come early. I'll stay late. I'll do whatever I have to do with my coaches and with my strength coach, and just really getting up to speed and not only getting up to speed, but trying to pass my competition too.
You had some other big programs looking at you out of high school. What was it that made you want to come 3,000 miles away and play at UCLA?
I feel like Coach Cronin, I love the way his mind works. He's a really defense-oriented coach. He likes the simple stuff. And he has emphasized that I need a rebound and be great at rebounding if one day I want to get paid playing basketball. And so with that coaching and UCLA's background of consistent winning, Coach Cronin and the staff's background of winning at Cincinnati, that's something I've always been big on. My AAU coach, Coach Munch, and the PSA Cardinals, you know, the main focus for us was always winning, playing defense, and I felt like there's no better place to do it than UCLA.
I saw an interview your AAU coach did, and when he described your demeanor on the court, he called you the handyman. What was he trying to get at there?
I'll do whatever I need to help my team win. If that means taking those shots, then so be it. But I know what's expected out of me. I got to go rebound, block shots, and just make sure my presence is known. And I think I have a developing offensive game. And so I'm able to do a little bit of everything. And it's helped me a lot throughout this process, but I'm just going to keep getting better.
And the handyman can, right?
Appetite for great food from the Northeast. And we are not done in our conversation with Mac Etienne here on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. When we return, Etienne is going to fire up your taste buds as he tells you what's the best meal from New York and also what it's been like meshing with a lot of guys on this UCLA team that are from the West Coast. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Well, obviously, the Bruin men's basketball coaching staff had great taste in bringing on a guy of Mac Etienne's caliber to the program. Came over halfway through the season and just had his career start in a weekend game against USC. But now it's learning more about Etienne and his food preferences. And he's about to, let's say, water your taste buds with his favorite meal he describes here with Nick Cope from New York.
I've heard your favorite food is chopped cheese sandwich at your local bodega. I'm embarrassed to say I've been to New York a couple times. I've never heard of it. There's a lot of great sandwiches out there. You know, you've got French dip in LA, Cubano in Miami, Italian beef. So make the case for the chopped cheese sandwich being the best sandwich.
So when you go to New York, two sandwiches you either have to get is a chopped cheese or a bacon egg and cheese with like salt, pepper, and ketchup. And then, so a chopped cheese, a lot of people have heard of that. It's really just like a New York thing. And then, so it's really just like a chopped up hamburger with like seasoning and cheese on it. And you can put a lot of other stuff on it. And then so it's one of the best burgers. I mean, not burgers. It's one of the best sandwiches that you got to go, just go out there and try. You know, not a lot of people have had it.
I'm hungry, Brian.
Yeah, me too. Let's get it in gluten-free, and that's not by choice. Mac, by the way, what were the cultural shocks for you flying out 3,000 miles from the Northeast to California, learning and beginning to gel with your teammates, knowing that a lot of those guys are based in California and you come from a different background?
Mm-hmm. So I feel like the whole culture between California and New York is totally different. The people out here are way nicer. it's a lot like go do it yourself in New York. But like in New York, I was able to just walk outside, walk 20 feet and then go to a deli on the corner. And so I kind of missed that. But at the same time, my teammates have been great teammates. And they really got me acclimated with just making sure I know where to go get food, like all the good food spots. I go over to the house all the time. And then so they've helped me a lot just adjusting to the life over here.
Nice to see you get your first action on Saturday. Obviously, we don't know Cody and Jalen, what their status is going forward. But for you, how do you kind of keep some positive momentum going forward over these next couple weeks, over the stretch run of the season here?
I'm definitely just going to go into every game. First things first, I want to win. And so the minute situation, it's not a big thing to me. I want to do whatever I can to help my team wins. And if that means I'm cheering on the side, then so be it. But I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I'm out on the court and helping us win. And so these next couple of weeks, I'm just trying to make sure we stay on top of the Pac-12, try to win this regular season tournament, you know what I mean? And then the Pac-12 tournament and then NCAA tournament. So, you know, just really focused on winning and staying at the top.
All of those goals are certainly in reach, and we look forward to seeing you continue to develop as a UCLA Bruin. There's so much buzz about you from social media and your stock continuing to rise. Appreciate you so much, Mac, for coming on the Bruin Insider Show. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
So that was Mac Etienne, the newest Bruin basketball player, Nick. And so we hear Mac say that he didn't have to walk more than 20 feet when he lived in New York to get food. Well, when he first arrived in Westwood, it was over the Christmas holiday, and he had to undergo a mandatory quarantine like any person or player that moves and has to join this program with UCLA. And he actually had food delivered to his door. And on Christmas Day, he had to spend it alone by himself with just food being sent to his room. I mean, think about this. Here's a guy that committed midseason, got here, and is spending Christmas Day all by himself, should not even be in college yet because he's part of the 2021 recruiting class, but because of the coronavirus and him finishing his studies, finds a way to come and he, as Mick Cronin described him when he first got here, was not in shape, has had to learn the playbook, and then he gets in and is the second leading scorer in the ballgame for the Bruins against USC with 8 points. So there's so much excitement around this guy, and he's so easy to cheer for.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I think the fact that he comes over the holidays and knows he's going to have to spend them alone in a dorm room to fulfill that quarantine, That says a lot about a guy, that he's willing to put that aside because he wants to get to UCLA and get his collegiate career jump-started and on the right track. And speaking of Mick Cronin, I remember when it was first announced, he was saying that, you know, look, I don't know when we're going to be able to play him. Maybe when we get to late February, March. And then over the last couple weeks, Mac's just been continuing to improve. He's looked great in practice to the point that Mick Cronin is like, I got to play this guy. I need him. I need his size against a team like USC. And really impressed with just what Mac has been able to do in such a short amount of time.
It goes to his parents. We discussed this with him in our interview, and you brought this up in conversation with him as well, that he has some very hardworking parents who have led by example. Family members who work tireless hours, 12 hours a day, just to provide for this family and to make everything work as a family. And so when a guy like Mac Etienne tells us, I learned from my parents that nothing was given to me, nothing was given to us as a family, then he's never going to have an entitled bone about him when he comes to UCLA. He is going to be the ultimate sponge. He is going to say, yes, coach, whatever you need, I'm going to put in the extra work, and I am going to show people that I belong. And it's funny, Nick, because calling him a freshman isn't actually correct. It's like, what's the minus one of a freshman? Because he's part of the standout 2021 recruiting class, but we're getting him early, and he doesn't have to burn the redshirt year because there's a flyer waiver year for all college basketball players at Division I this season. So if you're a freshman this year, you will be a freshman next year. And I'm excited to see what he can do on the offensive end more, because against USC, yeah, as Tracy pointed out, there were times when he was handling the basketball and coughed it up and was indecisive with it. But the guy's got a jump shot, and he threw down a mad, vicious jam where he just, with a violent move with the right hand to the cup, and good box out guy. You saw him play 27 minutes against USC. I wouldn't be surprised, Nick, if we saw him stay at that range the rest of these next couple games, especially if you don't have Jalen Hill and if Cody Riley is not 100% dealing with that ankle injury.
Oh yeah, I'm excited to see how much time he continues to get. And with the rest of this season and then a full off season to see how he can grow physically. Because you can tell he's already a big kid for being, maybe we'll call it like a pre-freshman.
You
know,
yes,
he's
there
still
you go.
Just the, he's graduated high school. But yes, yeah, he's here early, and you described all the things he's able to bring to the floor, and I think he goes back to his handyman nickname he had growing up, because a handyman can fix your plumbing, he can fix your electrical, he can fix some structural stuff, and he's got an inside-out game offensively, rebounding, and so I think we're going to see that nickname come to fruition here in a matter of time in Westwood.
There's not a thing that more typifies a Mick Cronin-type player than a blue-collar worker, and I think Cronin and the guys have one in Mac Etienne. All right, coming up next, UCLA women's basketball fighting atop the Pac-12 standings. We'll tell you how the Bruin women are faring. Plus, there are other sports going on with the soccer teams at UCLA beginning their seasons. We'll look at what they're doing as well. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no contact delivery or no contact at the door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we heard you need help for your mom's birthday.
So
So this year with COVID, we can't have a big party, but right. we were thinking of having a drive-by talent show where all of her friends and family can show appreciation for all that she does.
Well, Honda would like to help. We'll help you get all the supplies you need to put on that talent show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, she is going to love it. Helping out a helper. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Today, we help surprise a mom. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the Civic. And people buy Civics more than any other car in America. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Karen is a real person and was paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS Market calendar year-to-date, October 2020 for the small car segment, new retail registrations in U.S.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Well, we've given a lot of love to the UCLA men's basketball team and really appreciate Mac Etienne, the newest Bruin, for the interview on the program this hour. What about UCLA women's hoops? Well, they went 1-1 last week in Pac-12 play. And looking at the standings, UCLA 9-3 in the conference, and they are in third place. And it is a traffic jam atop the Pac-12. And anybody that's driving on the 405 right now would understand. Stanford is at number one, 14-2 in conference. Arizona 10-2. UCLA 9-3. Oregon 9-4. Charisma Osborne for the Bruins. Seven straight games now with at least 20 points. But beyond women's hoops, Nick, you've been able to see what's going on in the soccer department for UCLA as well.
Yeah, caught the men's team, played their home opener yesterday against San Francisco. A nice 3-0 win for the Bruins. Second year under head coach Ryan Jordan. And a lot of freshmen and newcomers got into the game and played really well. And so excited to see how that team progresses. And then we'll get our first look in Westwood of the women on Friday. They're going to host BYU, top 10 matchup there. The women coming off a 3-0 win at Pepperdine on Sunday. So a lot to look forward to with the soccer programs here.
Yeah, and you are on the call, so certainly you need to all check out what Nick does with soccer and those broadcasts. For Stephen Hartzell, Paul Engel, Damon Dukakis, Gabe Genovese, the UCLA Athletic Department, Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Bruins versus Washington State, 8 p.m. on Thursday. Tune in.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.